This is Wanna Thank Your Country for a Butt Like That, a Captain America fanfic written by Gal Wednesday and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, with additional tags for Tumblr fic, epistolary, Steve Rogers ass, Bucky Barnes is a menace, OC, exasperated bureaucrat, National Historic Landmarks. The tags keep all capsing Steve Rogers' ass, and I'm just going to take it as enthusiastic agreement. Author's notes. From this Stucky Library prompt. Are there any fics where Bucky campaigns to have Steve's ass declared as a registered national monument? Because there should be. The prompt was for national monument status, which takes an act of Congress or a proclamation from the president. But I wanted to write more of an exasperated but competent mid-level bureaucrat's take on this than a full-blown political campaign. So I changed it to a petition for the more approachable National Historic Landmark status. Dear Sergeant James Buchanan Barnes, I am writing in regards to application NHL 87339, petition to formally recognize Steve Rogers' ass, which you submitted on November 17th of 2015. Unfortunately, the National Park System Advisory Board National Historic Landmarks Committee, referred to hereafter as the Landmarks Committee, must decline your application to certify Steve Rogers' ass as a National Historic Landmark, NHL. We know this will disappoint the many, many devoted fans who participated in the Wanna Thank Your Country for a Butt Like That, WTYCFABLT campaign, by emailing, writing, calling, sending packages to and or physically intimidating members of the Landmarks Committee. But our decision was unavoidable, given that Steve Rogers' ass does not meet basic NHL guidelines. In your application, you argued that Captain Rogers meets two key NHL requirements. 1. To tell important stories relevant to the history of the nation overall. Our committee members found the appendix of transcribed Steve Rogers' collected rants about History Channel World War II documentaries both entertaining and informative. And 2. To possess a high level of historic integrity. It is not our committee members' place to determine whether Captain Rogers does in fact, quote, have more integrity in his little pinky than any other guy in Washington has in his whole body, end quote. But we found no substantive evidence to contradict this assertion. While these conditions are indeed met by Captain Rogers, it is this committee's policy not to certify living people as historical relics. Your argument that Steve Rogers' ass is not in and of itself a living person and should therefore be considered exempt from this policy was compelling, but ultimately unpersuasive. You wrote very movingly about Steve Rogers' ass serving as an inspiration to the troops he commanded and a beacon of hope for all of America, and we do not mean to deny or diminish the impact Captain Rogers, and by extension, Steve Rogers' ass, has had on this nation's history. But we believe NHL status is not the appropriate channel to commemorate that impact. The Landmarks Committee has agreed, however, on a compromise, which we dearly hope will be agreeable to you and the rest of the WTYCFABLT campaign. As I am sure you are aware, a 13-foot bronze statue of Captain America is scheduled to be erected in Brooklyn's Prospect Park later this year. Prospect Park, as it so happens, is already listed on the National Register of Historic Places, NRHP. As the statue will include a faithful representation of Steve Rogers' posterior, this recognition will extend, in a symbolic way, to Steve Rogers' ass. We will update Prospect Park's NRHP listing as soon as the statue has been commemorated to note the statue's additional historical contribution. I must also respectfully decline to accept the proceeds from the WTYCFABLT GoFundMe campaign, as it clearly states on the donation page summary that the purpose is, quote, to bribe the obscenity redacted out of the Landmarks Committee, end quote. And accepting a bribe would be in violation of federal law. I have shredded the check you enclosed with your application, and suggest, if you are unable to return the funds raised to the original donors, making a contribution to the Wounded Warriors Project. I would be happy to put you in touch with one of their development coordinators. Please notify WTYCFABLT campaign members that our decision has been made, and they may cease, one, loitering menacingly in the parking lot near Landmarks Committee members' cars. I am not above contacting Captain Rogers directly about this behavior if it continues, and neither of us want to deal with a disappointed Captain America. And two, mailing cookies to our office. Although delicious, these packages have been causing consternation in the mailroom, as we work in a historic building, and fears of mice and other pests are a constant concern. Please do let Ms. Lewis, WTYCFABLT campaign manager, know that her ginger snap crackles were a particular office favorite. We would be grateful if you forwarded the enclosed thank you card signed by our appreciative staff to her current address. Sincerest regards, Donald Knope, Landmarks Committee Chairman, National Historic Landmarks Program, 1201 I Street, Washington, D.C., 20005. The end. Author's notes. I did actual research for this, because why not take the opportunity to learn more about the bureaucracy behind historic landmarks? Both National Historic Landmarks and the National Register of Historic Places are overseen by the National Park Service, and there really is an application process that anyone can submit to designate a property as a National Historic Landmark. Although it does have to be a property, not a body part, no matter how historically significant that body part might be or how much bribe money you've raised. The two NHL requirements quoted in the FIC are among the much more numerous real NHL requirements. The Landmarks Committee is real, but Donald Knope is real only in spirit. More importantly, Prospect Park really is on the National Registry of Historic Places, and a 13-foot-tall statue of Captain America really is heading there later this year. So yes, in an oblique and symbolic way, Steve Rogers' ass really is going to be officially recognized for its historical significance. Bucky Barnes would be so proud. Reader's notes. This podfic is dedicated to Tipsy Kitty because I was listening to your podfic of Retail Therapy, which led me to the full collection of Tumblr shorts by Gal Wednesday. And then while I was listening to your podfic of Retail Therapy, I had a legitimate thought. I could take the train to Brooklyn. I could take a picture of Captain America's butt for the podfic cover art. This is a thing I could do. And then I looked at the map and realized, fuck, that's an hour each way. It's going to be a 7-minute long podfic. I am not spending 2 hours on the train just for a picture of Captain America's butt. So instead, I am using one of the official promo images of the Captain America statue. Additionally, the Tumblr fic was written in 2015. As of 2021, Steve Rogers is no longer located in Prospect Park. He's actually located currently in the Liberty View Industrial Plaza, which is a couple blocks over from Prospect Park. He is listed in Google as a tourist attraction in Brooklyn, New York, but he's actually inside. I think he's actually directly across from a Bath and Body Works, or a Bed Bath & Beyond, one of the two. There's a bath word involved. But he's inside of basically a shopping plaza, and he is no longer in the park proper. But you can still go visit him. He is still a pin on the map in Google Maps. And if it wasn't literally an hour in each direction, the cover art would have been a personalized photo of the great captain's posterior, just as Bucky Barnes would have wanted. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.